And one day older than me. I walked into my biology class my freshman year in high school, and my biology teacher met me at the door. I was scared to death. I would not have said a word. But he said, "Listen, I get it. You don't believe in evolution. Okay, I'm going to give you the same thing that I gave your sister." I didn't have to say a word. My sister, who was a very good influence over me during those tough high school years, had already set the bar. She'd already set the precedent, and he did not want to mess with me, and I wouldn't have said a word. I would not have said, I was too scared to say anything. But she wasn't. Good influence on me. And then I married a Christian, my wife. If you ask me who the top five Christian influences are on me and why I'm standing here, the first five will be women. So don't think, ladies, that you cannot have an impact on someone else because you can. And then maybe it's number six, I might start talking about some men. Maybe not. There are plenty of other women that are the reason why I'm up here. And I may tell some of those stories throughout the week. But don't think that it's not going to last. If you lose God's word in your home, then you've lost a generation. Right? But if that sticks, if that stays, look at what can happen generation after generation after generation. I didn't follow the normal path to preaching that other people have. But it doesn't mean I didn't have influence. It doesn't mean that Mom didn't allow us to lose this book in our home. And I hope and pray that I can teach my children the same things. I know we say this, you know, I'll never say that to my kids, "Mom, you're so mean." But you know, I've seen my mom's finger come out of my hand a time or two with my own kids. I say, "Oh, where did that come from?" Right? It's planted. It's in there. And it's not as bad as I thought it was. Too many parents are concerned today about the popularity of their children. You know, I had a grandmother, as I was expressing some concern about her grandson, I had a grandmother tell me once, "Oh, let boys be boys. Boys will be boys. He'll grow out of it eventually. He's just sowing his wild oats." You know what happens if you plant wild oats? You don't get apples. You don't get corn. You get wild oats. And that's typically what's going to happen. That phrase, we use that phrase to say, "Oh, they're just sowing their wild oats," meaning they're getting it out of their system. But what happens when you plant them? If you plant wild oats and you're getting those things out of your system, eventually you're going to grow wild oats somewhere. Because that's all you're planting. So many parents are so concerned with the popularity of their children. They want them to be the best athlete that they can be. Right? They want them to be the best student they can be. And so they make sure that their homework is done. They make sure that they go out and practice their free throws, you know, after practice, because you don't want to miss those free throws again. Those are free points, right? So you don't want to miss those. And so they have their children out and they're practicing free throws and they're doing their homework. All of those things are okay. Did you make sure that they got their Bible study lesson done for Sunday morning? Did you make sure that they got their Wednesday evening Bible study material so that they're ready and they're prepared for class? See, that's where we begin to lose it. What are we telling our kids? We're saying this is way more important than this. You make sure that you get your schoolwork done. You make sure that you practice as hard as you can practice. And then if you have time, then you can read your Bible. Then you can make sure that your lesson's done. What are we telling them is more important? Again, I'm not saying I was an athlete. Former athlete. I'll not say I'm one now. Former athlete. And so all those things were important to me too. But we need to make sure that we're not losing God's word in place of it. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, again, Paul tells Timothy, "You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which were able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Are we giving that to our children? Or are we saying, "You can worry about that later. You can become a Christian later. You worry about this now. You become the athlete and get the scholarship, or you study, you know, so hard and get the scholarship." And again, I'm not saying any of those things are wrong. But a lot of times it happens in place of them studying God's Word and reading God's Word and knowing God's Word? Are we allowing that our children know from childhood the sacred writings which are able to save their eternal souls? See, I'm almost 42, and I'm already able to admit I'm a former athlete. Right? It's going to go away. And a lot of you have already said, oh, you're still young. You're still young, but I can't do the things that I used to. You know, I used to be able to stand underneath of the rim and jump up and grab it with both hands. You think I could do that now? I probably wouldn't be able to climb up a ladder to get to it without my knees popping and hurting. Right? That goes away, but God's Word is not going to go away. The physical things are going to go away. God's Word is eternal. Those are the things that are going to last that we need to focus on and concentrate on. You know, a lot of times as mothers and fathers and husbands and wives, we want to put the kids in their place, put the children in their place. But if you look at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, I think it's talking to us as well as parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. What does that tell you, parents? Usually we throw this back at our kids, right? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. What does it tell you as a parent? Give your kids some instruction. Right? Be the leader. Give them some instruction. Give them something to obey. How many kids have we seen that their parents obviously aren't giving them instruction when they go to the store? Right? We've seen those kids in the store. We've seen them out in public. They obviously don't have any instructions. Give them some instructions to obey. He tells children, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You know, I used to translate that, honor your father and mother.